Ever heard of the drug Harvani?
For millions of baby boomers, there's a virus out there. A virus that's serious like HIV, but it hasn't been talked about much. A virus that's been almost forgotten. It's hepatitis C. 1 in 30 boomers has hep C, yet most don't even know it.
That's a commercial by Gilead, a biopharmaceutical company that developed the drug Harvani. Classified as a direct-acting antiviral drug, it's said to have a high rate of success in treating hepatitis C. Now, drugs like Harvani are at the center of a lawsuit on behalf of Florida inmates who have the bloodborne disease that can attack the liver. And these inmates say they want the prisons to provide these drugs they say have fewer side effects. Currently, the Florida Department of Corrections does not have any funding for the treatment of the hepatitis C virus, also known as HCV. Kenneth Steele is the general counsel for the prison agency.
We were served with a class action lawsuit in May of this year, seeking to have testing for HCV for all inmates and to provide the direct-acting antiviral drugs to all inmates. Y'all are probably familiar with the Harvoni commercials that are out there. If you're a baby boomer, come get tested for hepatitis C. There's a new cure for it. So that's what this litigation is about.
Steele, as well as the agency's chief financial officer, Kim Banks, spoke before a House Criminal Justice Budget Committee Wednesday. Banks asked lawmakers for the funds to address treating hepatitis C.
The department is requesting $19.3 million to begin treatment of approximately 500 inmates with HCV.
Some lawmakers wondered about the ramifications of the legislature not funding the Florida Department of Corrections request. But both Banks and the prison's general counsel said they were either not qualified to answer those questions or could not comment due to the ongoing litigation. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.